first-time voting is a family affair for Fabiola Landeros, a civil rights organizer with El Centro de Acción y Poder in Albuquerque and a new citizen. She and her son, Santiago Carrillo, and his girlfriend, Cameron Peña, both 20, visited an early voting site on Albuquerque's west side on Wednesday to drop off their mail-in ballots. All three adults were voting for the first time, and they shared their experience with KUNM.
Mi nombre es Fabiola Landeros, and I'm a civil rights organizer with El Centro Acción y Poder. Today I came to cast my ballot for the first time voting for a presidential election, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be right now the voice of part of my family and my community because we have a strong voice, and we're going to make sure that it's heard in these elections. I was married to a U.S. citizen for 12 years, and it took me almost 8 of them to be able to become a U.S. citizen. Like, I became a legal permanent resident in 2009. I was able to become a U.S. citizen until last year, so 10 years. My biggest barrier was the language. Right now, we have a lot at stake. For me, basically, economic relief, keep families together. I know what a deportation can cause in a family, so I would not like that another family goes through a deportation and not being able to keep their family together. At the same time, we see what an election can cause in our community. Like, we've been criminalized, persecuted. Like, this is the time to stop this. You still have times doing it safe, like wear your mask, make sure that it's safe for you, for your family, but for the people that are working here and is making sure that we have this privilege, just let's do it. Very
good. Yeah, I'm Santiago Carrillo, and I am a college student at the University of New Mexico. This is my first time voting ever. Ever since I was a teenager, I've always looked forward to this moment. I mean, being able to come and act like an adult and do it myself. Paid sick leave and immigration, that is actually a very important one to me just because I know what it's like losing a family member and having them deported. It's very important to do this. We get to choose who's going to run our country. We get to choose what values are going to be instilled for the next 4 years and what laws are going to be passed.
My name is Cameron Peña. I'm a college student as well. I was born and raised here in Albuquerque, and this is my first time voting in the presidential election. It feels amazing knowing that I get a chance to vote to see who leads our country.
We just cast our ballot, and it feels really nice to be part of who's going to be choosing the next leadership of this country. They hopefully will be one who represents New Mexican values of community values.
I feel relieved. I did my part, and I have already tried to encourage more people to come out and vote, and now that I've done it, it feels great.
It feels really amazing knowing that I had a voice and am able to choose who's leading our country. Know that you have a voice and get out and get there because it can definitely change the world.
That was Fabiola Landeros, Santiago Carrillo, and Cameron Peña, first-time voters who spoke with KUNM's Yasmin Khan for our Voices Behind the Vote series. Find more election coverage at KUNM.org.